Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. So the president is going to speak later this hour. We'll try to summarize that to you. J.D. Vance making a point that illegals coming into the country have added to soaring home prices, without a doubt, but also saying the grocery store prices, that's where the game is. And you heard Jeff Van Drew in the show talk about the tariffs. He's not afraid to say, and he's a Trump supporter, on some of these products like coffee, making it a lot harder. I'm not sure what the president's going to say, but he's got to stop saying it's a con job about affordability. It's a real thing with people. Vance is right. Trump is not right on this. Now, that doesn't mean that the Democrats are the answer. This will be cut 16. Here is the new socialist, maybe worse than Mandani, although I don't know if she's as anti-Semitic as just inappropriate as this trust fund baby in New York. But listen to what she says, Katie Wilson, about grocery store, that what they're not going to allow them to do. It's not just about prices. Here's what socialism is about. It's about control. Not just the financial control, but the means of production here, so to speak. Supermarkets. She's not going to let them close up supermarkets. She's not going to let them have food deserts. Can you imagine? You know, one of the reasons for food deserts in Philadelphia, you have shoplifting. It's unbelievable. You can tell where you are. If you can push your cart to the car, like the one I go to in Flowertown, no problem. If they have barriers up and you can't push your shopping cart to the car, that indicates a problem. And if the higher they are, and you've seen some of these places, you couldn't throw them over there, the shopping cart, that means run for your life. That's what happens with supermarkets. So why do they do this? Because of the theft of the carts, because of shoplifting, unbelievably. It's one of the reasons why you have food deserts. And people, I'm all about in tougher neighborhoods, incentives, government trying to make it that people are going to take a shot at putting a supermarket. I don't even know if there's a super, somebody out there, Atlantic City knowledge. For years, we said there was no supermarket in Atlantic City, what we would call a supermarket. To the best of my knowledge, there may not be still a supermarket in Atlantic City. So here is the new mayor of Seattle, who on paper, at least, is as bad, if not worse, than Mandani. Listen to her rant about what they're going to do to supermarkets. Cut 6.
Access to affordable, healthy food is a basic right. We cannot allow giant grocery chains to stomp all over our communities, close stores at will, and leave behind food deserts. Together, we can build a Seattle where fresh food is for everyone, not just for those who can afford it. Food deserts are not natural. Corporations create them when they abandon our communities. As mayor, I'm excited to step up and with UFCW explore public option grocery stores to fill those gaps.
All right, so the public option grocery stores, that's one part of it, but also regulations to stop them from being able to do it. So how's the public store going to operate and move effectively on this? Well, they're not going to be able to do that. As I said, and I'll try to chip a little bit of this, President Trump speaks on the issue of affordability. And again, you know, something about the Trump style, pushing back all the time, not accepting the narrative, I get that. But on this affordability issue, there are affordability problems here. Which party can address them more effectively? And when I take a look at what's happened on energy, the Trump administration, it's A++, even though Democrats are still holding back in states like Jersey, Pennsylvania. You've heard some of that. And making it harder. Home mortgages, the head of the Fed, the mortgage rate should go down even more. But that doesn't get at the grocery store. That's one of the most stubborn places. You can't tell people they're not experiencing this and it's a con job. You can't. You can call me right now and say you can. Well, continue to do that. I don't think that's a good strategy. And I think that's what Vance is saying here. Now, of course, in Jersey, what do we do when they caused it? And Mikey Sherrill, by saying, day one, I'm going to freeze prices. And she had enough money to continue to say that. That apparently was effective. They want to look. They want to buy it in Jersey. They're liberals. They're progressives. They want to buy. Oh, yeah, she's not part of the problem. She's going to stop it. So you got an uphill battle with that. Countering it, Chedorelli ran an all-out campaign. Jeff Andrew thinks the last 6 weeks, though, they let her co-opt the affordability issue in ads and all that. She stepped aside was more the money they had in the ads that they ran. I didn't see that coming. I really didn't, looking at this, that's what it was going to be in the end. How could it be when they caused the problem? But it's not about complaining. It's about winning. So I'm going to be very interested. And guys, feel free. You're on this, right? That we can chip in here to President Trump.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch what he, you know, he's a little bit late. He's supposed to speak now. I want to hear if he's going to acknowledge what Vance is acknowledging, which is this is what Americans are feeling in certain areas. So it's fine to A, state the obvious, Biden caused this by the reckless spending. Two, look at energy, look at some of the bright spots of how much we're bringing stuff down. All fine. But you then just can't say, hey, ignore the grocery store prices. You do that, and we've seen what's going to happen here. So what do we do with that? Now, I'm still on Scott Bessent. He didn't come yesterday to Philadelphia on the penny. He talked about some of the tariffing going away on bananas and coffee. You heard Van Drew mention that. Egg prices, as far as I can tell, are down a bit. So we're not being swamped on this issue. But you got to fight it. You can't tell people you're wrong. You're not experiencing that. That's not the strategy. Doesn't mean you have to cave into the Democrats. You can blame them, rightfully so. And how much worse it will be with the crazy stuff like government supermarkets. But you got to acknowledge this and acknowledge that you're on top of it. You know, we had some fun with the Ozempic thing. I get it's a big deal. Trump did a good job of negotiating the prices, lowering that, and doing all that. But the core is always going to be the everyday items, grocery store prices. Now, the cash thing. We had this state representative on a while ago. And yesterday, legislation was passed by this Dan Mull, Republican, Adams County, that will make cash an acceptable form of payment for admission to school, all school-sponsored events in Pennsylvania. Many schools have been rejecting cash as a form of payment for school-sponsored events and activities, instead requiring spectators to use credit or debit cards or order online or through an app. Mull contends These policies have disenfranchised many seniors, poor people, and children who may not have credit cards, smartphones, or the technical capabilities to access the internet to purchase tickets. Now, you could say it's a small area. But why in the world would these publicly funded organizations not accept cash? Are you insane, this battle to get rid of cash? We have more identity theft. We have more people than that can't navigate this. So, Kirk, how much would you say a reasonable person would carry around with them in cash for whatever comes up?
I would say $100.
$100? Wow.
Yeah, I would say, because the reason why is because I had to go to the hospital just like a few months ago.
Right.
And I didn't have my phone with me. Obviously, you can tap to pay for something.
Right.
So I didn't have my phone with me.
Right.
So I need cash for a taxi.
Right.
So,
okay.
So in case of emergency for that,
you've been a high end of the producer chain. That's a gold star. All right, John, new guy on the block. Alleged communist. I'm not saying he's fully a commie, although he likes that Seattle plan. John, what would you say?
I'd probably say around $100 too, maybe $50, depending. Okay. But I think you need different bills, though, right? You can't just have $250s if you're going to have $100.
Yeah, exactly.
You need like a 20, two tens, and a five or so.
That's
or a
even
of
better.
Ones.
Right.
But there's a thing in Gen Z, though, that if you pay in cash, it's technically free because the money doesn't leave your bank account.
Got him old.
Yeah, well, that's.
I just saw the light leave his eyes.
Yeah, well, how is that? What's the logic?
Well, it's not. It's cat. I didn't say I do this.
Yeah, right.
But it's the money is not leaving your bank account.
Okay.
It's just in your wallet, so it's quote unquote free. Which
I
is the dumbest thing I've
that's
ever heard.
Another thing about cash. When you're paying it, you know you're paying it. When you're putting it on a card or whatever, you're not seeing the enormity of that. You're not thinking about it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Including the interest.
I put cash down there, and I'm like, yeah, I'm paying. Okay. All right. 855. How many rubles does that translate into? I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
All right. So the president addressing affordability. Good. Stop calling it a con game, et cetera. You can pushback on Biden. Democrats brought us to this. Absolutely. Couch it in that. But what effective things have you done and what do you plan to do to attack this problem? You know, they are salivating. They think they have the issue now because of what happened in Jersey, principally affordability. And they're going to roll over us into the midterms with this. It's a long way to the midterms. And there's a lot of stuff that can be done to take this away and effectively communicate that you want to take it away. This is job one, to make things more affordable. Housing, that's a biggie. There's a lot of, and Jeff Van Drew addressed this. Jeff Van Drew's on top of it. The Trump administration will see if they're on top of it based upon what he says. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210. So if you want to go to a school-sponsored activity, it passed in the House, now it goes to the Senate. How in the world are they saying, well, it's more convenient for us, you can't use cash? This is America. What the hell? You're a school. You are paid for by the taxpayers. You should have to accept cash. There ought to be a penalty if you even say this. They ought to take you out of there. Well, if it passes in the Senate, they will have to accept it. If you give them cash, I can't use cash. Nope. Sorry. We don't want you using cash here. What do you think? You're in America? All right. 855-839-1210. But right now it is time for.
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That's right. We're playing for a pair of tickets to a Charlie Brown Christmas concert featuring the Eric Mantle Quartet on December 11th at the ZLOC, our favorite performing arts center on the campus of Bucks County Community College in Newtown, Pennsylvania. So, John, what do you have cooked up today?
So this is the first, this is going to be the theme song of an HBO show. It is the first ever hour-long drama in the history of HBO, so that's set the stage for others. I can't name them because that would knock them off the list, obviously, but I guess the clue is that, freedom, much like in New Jersey, is a pipe dream in this show.
Okay.
So
don't give too much.
I'm not going to give too much.
Let's hear the theme song,
okay.
John. All right. This is a groundbreaking show. Very tough. Two or three characters that would be in the top 50, at least, of all HBO shows.
And this show launched a bunch of careers.
Yes, and there's a setting here that's a main thing in the that you see all the time that's pretty unusual. All right, 855-839-1210. You hit us with that. You're off to the Zlock for a Charlie Brown Christmas. Great show. First Lady speaking, there's something about foster kids today, too, that she's doing around that. But then the president is supposed to address, on top of that, say some more things about affordability. And again, you know, calling it a con job, media, you know, we're wary of overkill here. But we got to counter what happened in places like New Jersey. Can't just throw our hands up and say it's unfair. Look at this. Always have to at least try a strategy to push back on it. What is that? All right. What is that theme song? You got a couple of clues? 855-839-1210. Hit us on that on Talk Radio 1210.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, it is Dom's Money Melody. Let's hear the clue. All right, theme song from a, I'd say, a top 10 HBO show. What is it? Hit us with that, and you are going off to the Zlock. Let's go to David in Perkiomen on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, what's the show?
Good afternoon. Oz.
Yes.
Nicely done.
It was Oz. I'll put you on hold, David. And you're off. And the thing I was referencing as part of the set was that circular maze that constantly was in it where prisoners were supposed to walk to figure out their life or something else. But I don't think I've seen a more gruesome, intense show. Certainly wouldn't be on network TV, even for HBO. Brutal, very difficult. All right, so that's a winner today. Off to the Zlock. We'll do it all again tomorrow, every day around 2:13 or so. Now, President Trump is talking first about the First Lady's executive order today around the foster children thing. But also want to see what he's going to say about affordability. And J.D. Vance has been the point person, and they have, since the election in Jersey, they have made the point of being on top of this, except the president at various times says it's a con job, Democrats, media, and all. Look, we know during Biden, they were trying to undercut this, and every time we had something that showed how enormous the inflation was, they would try to knock it down. We know they're going to over-dramatize that during the Trump years. But we see the results in Jersey. Losing Jersey is bad. That's one thing. Losing the midterms is existential. We all agree? So how do we take this apart, both perceptually and in real terms? That's the bottom line. In fact, here's Mikey Sherrill, John. We played this earlier. This is cut 18. And how she's taken a victory lap that she took on Trump on this issue and Trump in general and was able to beat him. Cut 18.
Taking on Trump and reminding people in a very specific economic way that he is destroying your ability to succeed. And I'll, now that I'm on, I'll just say,
keep going, girl.
It really struck me. And this gets a little New Jersey weird-ish, but our state motto is liberty and prosperity. And I always thought, you know, I've always been a little bit of a liberty girly, right? Yeah. Like, oh, fight for your freedom and join the Navy and, you know, protect the Constitution. But it does, you need both. When you're shut out of school, when you're shut out of jobs, when you have a president of the United States that's running a worldwide extortion racket where he's making billions and you're seeing your costs go up every single day, that's a really important fight.
Stop it right there. Okay, there's more, but stop it right there. Again, making that charge, and we know exactly what you and your husband and Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of other people have done here around insider stock trading, call it what you will. This is what we have to suffer, though, by this subterfuge that's going on. So you can get mad and give up, or you can figure out what happened here and how to not have it happen in the midterms. And I would concede Jersey's a lot tougher than the midterms are going to be, but they have seized on this issue. The media have seized on it, and it's an issue that has legs because everybody sees it every time they go to a grocery store. We hear it all the time when we see getting that first home as an issue. It's heartfelt. It's the lives of people. You have to figure out a way to reach them to say, here's what we've done. Here's what the problem is. Here's what's going to happen over the next year. That is our plan, our strategy, our thought process to make things easier for Americans when it comes to these staggering prices. Now, Jeff Van Drew today was very honest, no bigger supporter of the president. He went after some of the tariffs. He talked about got to bring in some of the bigger people, home building and the like. How do we get more homes built that are not going to be as costly as what we see now? Is there something there that's red tape-ish, something the government can do, not subsidies or whatever, but something that can be done? That's an area. Now, here's an area you saw during the shutdown. Democrats played the hand with SNAP. This is cut 9. Here is the head of the Agriculture Department, Brooke Rollins, who's been on a media tour today, and she's going to have more next week. I'm trying to get her on. Talking about what they found during the shutdown in taking a look at food stamps, at food benefits.
And 20 other, you know, 20 plus others did not, and we're suing, we're in a litigation right now. But of the 29 that complied, what we have found is staggering. 500,000 people getting benefits two times under the same name. 5,000 dead people. 80% of the able-bodied Americans, meaning they can work, they don't have small children at home, they're not taking care of an elderly parent, They can work and they choose not to work, of course, because they're getting significant benefits from the taxpayer. So this light, Laura, that has now been shined on what is perhaps one of the most corrupt, dysfunctional programs in American history, that we are working now. Very big announcements coming next week on this. We are cracking down. We now have a plan to fix it. And we're really, really excited about doing that for the American people.
So this has been going on.
All right. So again, we'll see what the plan is. Now, this is something the other side will try to counter by saying you're being cruel, you're being mean, and all the rest of it. Okay? This is something I think you can rally people. We've all had the experience of seeing people whip this out nonchalantly, buying things that maybe you feel are too costly that week for you to buy. We've all talk radio stuff of all the years I've been doing talk radio. Absolutely the case. So the bottom line is, how do you crack down on that? How do you enunciate that to the American people that they say, yeah, this administration is doing exactly what I voted for? We'll have to wait and see what she says next week. We hope to get her on when they announce it. Now, this affordability thing is very winnable. Trump administration has a pretty good story to tell in a lot of areas. But in Jersey, at least, and Matt Rooney on with me on election night, I could tell he was shook a little bit. Says, we're getting at 840, Mikey Sherrill's governor. What? We just started. Talked about the money she had in the beginning, and she said, day one, I'm going to freeze the prices. Jack Chinarelli said, day one, we're no longer a sanctuary state. That's a big thing, but not as big as people believing that the high cost of living in New Jersey is going to be essentially mitigated, curtailed on day one around the thing that they caused. Electric prices, energy bills, that kind of thing. They caused it more than ever under Murphy. But on day one, this czar, this Mikey Sherrill, is going to stop it. What's the repercussion? Well, Chedorowi tried to say what she's proposing, what would happen on day one by doing that. But somehow or another, that didn't stick. In other words, early on, it's now clear she was able to get out from under the tag that she's just going to continue this unaffordability, be stuck with the electric prices. In some bizarro world, he's the one that got stuck with this in the end. And that statement and the dramatic nature of it, that they ran and ran and ran again, willing zombies in Jersey were willing to listen to it and buy into it. And it took one of the extremely big issues off the table and went after Jack. Now, I'm on Inside Story tomorrow. Love doing that. It's like our Meet the Press. And Mikey Sherrill is the guest. I don't have a chance to be quizzing her. I think she'll be in Washington. It'll be on Zoom or something. But the question we're going to be answering, the first question for the panel, my colleagues, will be, why did Chedorelli lose so badly in Jersey? And even by what I just said, I'm still stunned at this. There was no indication of anything. I would have staked anything that this was going to be within a point or two. I thought he might lose in the end, but it was going to be very close. We might even get into contention about shenanigans. And you can't around this. Even though the numbers, where did all these people come from? In the end, they were fired up to get at Trump, to tear Trump apart. That's what drove their numbers. And the Trump voters, not so much. Why? He's not on the ballot. But the affordability issue, if anything, cut her way. If I'm talking to Jack Chedorelli, Jack, let's have some gravy and another glass of wine here, because you're running a great campaign and you're running against just something unbelievable here as far as trying to dislodge in the minds of these Jerseyans who caused this sort of nonsense in Jersey. And I played you the new mayor of Seattle saying, we're not going to let them have food deserts here. They're not moving out of here. What kind of chain is going to be a grocery store in Seattle with this woman monitoring And what is their margins are so small. It's volume that gives them a profit. Their margins, though, in that industry, we have a lot of people that have worked in it. You know that. The margins are very small. They don't want to be in certain areas because they know what's going to happen as far as violent shoplifting and everything else. That's why you have food deserts. If they can make a profit there, they'll go there. She says it doesn't matter. It's not about a profit. You're going to be there, and or we're going to put government food stores there. Can you imagine these government food stores with a monopoly? Who's going to go? What kind of maniacs are going to go and shop for an avocado in a government food store? I could just see these fruits that look like they've been there for 100 years. You'll eat it and you'll like it. You know, it's, it needs some names for these government food stores. It's just stunning to have a sense of what they're about. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Let me remind you one more time that now at Rescue Natural Supplements, you can take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, and patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide variety of wellness products like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being. Get these limited-time deals at res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online, res-q.com, for up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials. 800-26-ALIVE.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Okay, Dom Giordano Show, coming to your calls. The guys work really hard on this. It was tough to track. This is Cut 21. Here's Nancy Pelosi at a big climate thing and essentially talking about God and religion when it comes to climate. Now, they usually are not as blatant saying this. We know they all agree with it. Yet Nancy, devout Catholic, is an extremist on abortion. So God and religion don't apply to that side of the equation, but they do when we see this craze push toward the end of the world and climate. Here's a little bit of Pelosi.
As I gather there, so sad that the United States of America, one of the biggest economy in the world and one of the leading emitters in the world, is not there to again protect God's creation. I do believe that this planet is God's creation and we have a moral responsibility to be good stewards of it.
All right, we agree with the good stewards part. Yes, without a doubt, as she then gets into her jet and flies God knows where with Leo DiCaprio and everybody, Leonardo DiCaprio and everybody else. The same old pitch on this. Now, the smarter Democrat strategists are saying, drop it and stick to affordability. And I think mostly that's what Democrats are going to do. That's why it's so important. What is the counter to that? That's what we're looking at. And they believe, I think, way over the top.
The time has come for the final.
They believe way over the top that somehow or another, Mikey Sherrill is the savior and the formula. We just got to get inside her mind. What did she do in Jersey? Now, huge home court advantage in Jersey, bluest of the blue state, all the rest of it. How did she do it? That's what they're looking at. And affordability. It's a better plan for them. They want to go back to they're the party of the working person, etc., versus what Pelosi's up to here. So I agree with that. But on the affordability level, they can be beaten. Not going to be easy. Grocery store prices. Yeah, but what about during Biden? Agree. You can make that point. You can do. You have to do three things. What about Biden? What we've already done. And what you're going to see day by day by day relentlessly on message to drive down prices. That's what the Trump administration has to do. Now, Vance is saying that best. And the president's got to get on board and in his own way say, yeah, we are relentless on this. And each day have a factoid of something they've done. Introducing the next day what it is. And Besson's out there doing that. The president has to be the guy on this. All right, let's go to Phil in Delaware. Phil's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Since I'm on the road every day, we'll stick with one subject. I looked up an article where the Kenny family was offered for free a building in Atlantic City if they put in a supermarket.
Right.
They dragged their feet for like 4 years and ended up backing out of the deal. So you can only either blame them or something went afoul.
Well, why would Atlantic City, to my best of my knowledge, Phil, I don't think they have what we would call a freestanding supermarket. And again, are the other side or progressives going to help with what the obstacles are to that? No, they just say it's a plot to have food deserts.
Well, and that's why I was semi-suspicious, because just like with this past election, nothing that we see is for real. You only learn about it after, like you said, dissecting the information coming in. And just like you said, why would they want to keep it a desert other than to say Trump is starving
right.
children?
Exactly. Exactly. So, Phil, what's your character from HBO?
Well, actually, I tried picking one out of Euphoria, and there were so many that whether it's acceptable or I'm cheating, but the show Euphoria overall just hit every sense, from enjoyment to creepiness to everything.
All right, can you give us one, though, that is your prime? We'll take that sort of, but give us one. What's the best one to you?
Darn. I was so focused on that, I guess I goofed it today because I really didn't have one in mind.
Well, you know, you can just describe the character. You don't even need the name.
Sydney Sweeney's on Euphoria.
Right. That's what I was going to suggest. Yeah.
That's safe.
Yeah. We'll put that down. Euphoria and Sydney Sweeney, her character in Euphoria. Exactly. All right. So it's not that tough. We haven't really gotten some of the all-timers here. All we took off was like Soprano and Omar Little. Think of all the characters in The Wire, Sex and the City. And Gary in Newtown has one that could be a winner. Because of Veterans Day, they put it on smartly, I think 24, 48 hours of it. Gary in Newtown. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you? Great show
good.
Today.
Thank you, Gary.
Did anybody know if Henry got off and flying yet?
It was 2:00.
Let me text him.
We'll text him before the end of the show. He was supposed to fly out at 2:00. A couple things. Robert of Ben Salem said, if there's bail money needed, he'll pony up some for Henry. And he wanted John to know that $100 was 8,073.50 rubles. There you
That's
go.
Awesome.
I see that.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
Awesome.
Yes, yeah. Commie John will be collecting rubles after the show. Yes.
In the essence of trying to save time, I do need to ask you a question. What do you think? How many illegal immigrants are in this country since 2020? Just take a number.
Oh, just since 2020. I'd say 10 million.
Okay. I'm not housing any of those. I didn't give any of those my car. Did you?
No.
Okay, where are those 10 million people driving? How are they driving? Where are they getting their food? And where are they sleeping? Because if we get rid of them, that ends a lot of the affordability crisis right there.
Well, with housing, definitely that's part of it. And we are doing that. But I think the inflation rate from Biden, Gary, is so high, it's going to take drastic measures to drive it down that we see it before the midterms.
Okay, say 10 million divided by 4, as in four people sleeping in one house.
Right.
That's 2.5 million places that become available in the market for housing.
So let's be clear, though. Which one do you think is the one driving this? With younger people, to your point, I think it's getting that home housing. With across the board, though, it's grocery store prices.
When you and I were growing up, we knew we were going to marry our wife. We knew who they were going to be, and we were going to be able to take care of them. Our sons almost cannot do that today without having the wife be part of the equation.
Right.
That's the issue. We can't afford. Right. Just do the math. You cannot afford to leave your house at 23 years old with if you have college debt. You just can't afford to get it. The numbers don't make sense.
All right. I agree with you. I'm just taking the position, Gary. I think the grocery store price thing is the more overwhelming. But the deeper crisis, you're right, essentially to the American dream, it's not the grocery store prices. It's exactly what you said.
It's being able to take care of your family. That's it. That's,
exactly.
That's what we do as men.
Exactly. Who's your choice?
So my side answer, if you don't mind, he and the Philadelphia Eagles have something in common. The Eagles have now a play in the UFO called the Philly Special, right?
Yes.
Lieutenant, who became Major Dick Winters, has something in West Point called the Brecourt Manor Assault. If you watch Band of Brothers, you know what it is. They still teach it to this day.
Very nicely. Thank you very much. And I just saw the end of the war part with Dick Winters and saying, no, we're not going to go on any suicide missions again, despite the colonel wanting it when he got made a major, too. That's some of the best of Band of Brothers. Gary's right. I mean, the big, pit of the stomach crisis out there, young people, home, taking care of family, all that. The immediate one, though, they seize on, though, that you can't get away from, grocery store prices across the board. All right. So did people in Jersey think Jack Ciattarelli was not going to solve any? Apparently, they thought the champion, because they liked it day one, she's going to clip it right there. I declare these prices can't go up. That's it by law. Really? We're going to have to see day one with Mikey Sherrill. Now, I'm hoping she comes to Channel 6 tomorrow. We do Inside Story, but I think she'll be on from Washington. And I'll tell you tomorrow a little bit of the stuff that she's saying. And the question is going to be, and it's a great outlet to do this. I'm honored to do it like 12 times. Once a month, I'm on. The issue of why did Jack Ciattarelli lose so badly? All right. I'm working up my theories here, and I'm still not bulletproof to say I'm right on this. It's going to take a lot more analysis. A lot of people are looking at this. It's shocking. It is the lightning round next. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that's right. Before we get any more answers here, John, you have an update. Is Henry flying the friendly skies of United or not?
He is on the flight. It just took, it's about to take off in 3 minutes. 2:55 p.m.
It was supposed to be at 2 o'clock. That's not so bad.
That's not terrible. You'll take that.
Yeah, so we'll see if he makes it to Charleston or there'll be some other layovers or whatever.
In one piece.
Yes. All right. So, today, give us that character from HBO. 100 shows or more over the course. November 8th was their anniversary. Give us that all-time character. Bill in Monco, Talk Radio 1210. Bill, what's yours?
Hey, Tom. Mine is Nucky Thompson in Boardwalk Empire. That was played brilliantly by Steve Buscemi. And it just shows how good he is an actor. Versatile. He can play any role. He can play comedy, he can play drama. And we knew he'd play a gangster pretending to be a politician or vice versa.
Absolutely. Yes, he was great in it. I didn't watch it. I got tired of it. But he was tremendous. He is. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours today?
I don't have an answer to the side question. I don't have HBO. You mentioned that you wanted to know some of the names of the grocery stores that they're going to have that are going to be subsidized by the government.
Yes.
Well, you're worried about the quality of the food, so you have Shop and Gag. now the shelves are going to be empty because it's run by the government.
Yes.
So it's going to be Aldi. Food is gone. they're in food deserts. So you know the neighborhood's bad, so it's going to be Giant's mistake.
All right.
And they're anti-capitalist, so it's not going to be Trader Joe's, it's going to be Subsidized Joe's.
I like Subsidized Joe's. That's very nicely done. Thank you, Earl. We'll have more of that tomorrow. And you know my saying, you're kidnapped, and they take the blindfold off. You're not in front of a Wawa in Philadelphia area. You're at a 7-Eleven. Run for your life. All right, that's just, I don't even know why they bother in the field. Who's saying, you're going to go to Wawa? No, I'm going to 7-Eleven.
Right.
The Slurpee, after that, what else are you getting there? What else are you doing versus Wawa? All right, Kirk, who did you like?
So I had never heard any of these characters.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, these TV shows, I'm sorry, other ones I mentioned. But since we're in a spirit of veterans, I'm going to go with Gary from Newtown with Lieutenant Dick Winters.
How about yours, Sean?
I'm going to go with Lance for the beginning of the show. Lance was talking about Game of Thrones, talking about Tyrion Lannister. That's my pick.
All right. I'm going to go with Kirk on this. I thought Gary's overall call and the connection to Dick Winters and veterans, but the overall call was great, too. Yep. So put his name into the hat. We have four. Tomorrow we'll have one more, and then we'll have the winner of the $50 gift card to Gallo's, where you can get just a lot with $50 and Harb's Burger Bar. All right, thanks to Kirk and John producing today.
Thank you.
Thanks for Henry, his guidance from, he's getting a beer in an airport.
Yeah,
not a good move. We got to get the price on that. Affordability. You know,
$11.
And do something. Yeah, at least. All right, follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. And do watch Inside Story on Sunday, 11:30. Why did Jack Ciattarelli? I don't know what the other panelists will say. I'm formulating that tonight. Maybe I'll have the correct answer tomorrow. And I'll give you a little taste of what Mikey Sherrill says about why she won. Carry on, Dom. Carry on. Here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.